As expected, Elon plans to sell blue check marks, which no longer signify verification and has led to a raft of people impersonating prominent identities and brands in the app, of which this comes as no surprise considering many people warned Musk about the rise of impersonation and other challenges as witnessed in the app previous week. Yet Elon pushed ahead with it anyways, explaining that it would be the great reliever in which many people would be verified and they would all have a blue check mark, not just celebrities, to which he described as a lords and peasant system that Twitter had, and therefore he needed to change it this way it is a balanced economy. Hello everyone and welcome to the Digital Marketing Experience podcast from Branda. This is your host Avast Zumak, and in this week's episode we'll be going over Twitter's current $8 monthly subscription model, where it is at this specific moment, why Twitter paused it, what's the new alternative that is out in the market, what are the risks tied to that, why is Musk positioning Twitter, and so on and so forth. Now, the impersonation issue got so bad so fast that Twitter had to pause the new $8 Twitter Blue offer in order to reassess the entire process. Brands like Adobe Photoshop were temporarily suspended due to impersonation, while others were permanently suspended as advised by Musk in a public Twitter space that any account that engages in impersonation will be suspended permanently, to which there would be no refunds if at all they had finished paying the $8. Fast forward, Twitter decided to move forward with the extra great trick, which is under a profile that indicates that a profile or a brand is trustworthy and valid. And while in the entire process of rolling out the official tick update, Twitter placed on hold currently verified users from changing their username, as it would create more challenges and simply and basically impersonating on Musk himself. And despite the challenges attached to the entire update, Musk is far more concerned about how much money he can make from the $8 a month subscription that he had publicly rolled out to the iOS users. And to reiterate, the median cost of reported social media scams in the US last year was around $468. So scammers are essentially risking an $8 fine for an opportunity to make 58 times that on average. And if Elon eventually gets a million people signed up for his $8 blue checkmark offering, that would be huge. And if he gets 2 million, that would be amazing. Yeah, that would still only equate to less than 1% of Twitter's overall user base. And Musk needs to get all real humans paying in order for his broader battling plan for him to raise the entire revenue that he estimates and he needs. Above all, one of the biggest questions was that why was Musk laying off as many employees? Keep in mind, he pushed out this even he had become Twitter in chief. Now, Twitter was reported losing around $4 million a day when even Musk took over control. And simply that is why he cut off as many people as he could. Apparently, he cut off people that were of use to the company because he believed that many people weren't of use in the company and simply was just the a big company's expenditure that he needed to cut and lay down. All this negative cash flow, however, worried investors and bankers that had backed up Musk as Twitter is headed into a bankruptcy mode. In retrospect, Musk said, "We just definitely need to bring in more cash than we spend. If we don't do that, there is a massive negative cash flow. Then bankruptcy is not out of the question." Above all, Musk also noted that he plans to introduce a new revenue share program for video creators in the app, much like YouTube, but it's much better with a bigger revenue share percentage in order to lure in creators into the entire platform of the entire app. The only hitch is that Musk has no entire idea about how competitive this landscape is and above all how the entire system might work. Here's what he said. "Let's just get a bunch of creators that we think are cool on YouTube and say, hey, would you consider putting your content on Twitter, and we'll pay you 10% more than what YouTube see, and we see how this goes." So simply, this is the direction Musk is trying to push. Above all, he continues saying, "Let's do that. Okay, great. So let's do that and we'll see whether this will lead us." I'm a big believer in having just a minimal sense of urgency. So if you can do it after this meeting, I would love to see how this far as goes. And simply, this is kind of where Musk is trying to position. At this point, if anything appears to be more superior and could lead Twitter into a whole new direction, guess what? He'll be just rolling it out to the entire public. The big problem, however, with the entire YouTube landscape or the entire copycat system is that the hosting of long-form content is way costly than you could ever imagine. And keep in mind, Twitter recently cut down and scaled down to $1 billion of the entire hosting scenario that they're currently operating in. And as a quick reminder, Twitter cut its separate Periscope app last year because it was too costly to run. And when you factor all these elements together, it's clear that it's not as simple as to run as it's just talking and saying and putting it out to the public. So right now, the entire concept of luring in creators to come to the app might create more hype, might create more news, but it might be something that might be even rolled out sometimes. From now on, these are some of the plans that Musk has for Twitter as he's still trying to find a positive or proper direction to which he can direct Twitter into a new sphere that could lead it to a whole new level or dimension. Above all, Twitter is currently staking at this level. If Musk doesn't find a way to position Twitter in a whole and straight direction, Twitter might go bankrupt. If he does and people jump onto the $8 monthly subscription, to which is currently on hold, he will have the biggest odds of recouping at least something that would be reasonable for the platform to go move and move forward. That is if people that are backing him up, the bankers and so on and so forth, don't try to pull the plug off him. Above all, Musk has been one man who has always found out ways of making things work when we saw it in terms of not making any sense. So this is currently where Musk is with Twitter, and things haven't yet been going as he's planning or as he initially thought, whether he expected this even before going into the entire deal and that. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you found today's episode insightful and got up to speed with what is currently happening in the world of Twitter. Leave your comments in the comment section and leave your voice note below. Thanks so much for listening. Stay safe. Till next time.